Visit with Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. What's going on, Joe?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Practice is underway. Started back on Friday. They put on the shoulder pads yesterday. A couple of thoughts from you to get started here about what you've seen in this first weekend.
Yeah, I got to see parts of all three of the practices, and a couple of things jumped out at me. One, it's kind of sad first that at a position where we're a little bit thin anyway, injuries cropped up early with John Cole and Akeem Dunham each tweaking hamstrings on that first day at wide receiver. So they've been out of the lineup and out of practice since then. That's just a day-by-day kind of thing. As one result of that thinness at the receiver position, Justin Green, who was a tight end last year, has moved to that position. He is a big wide receiver, played wide receiver in high school, and if he can come on and give them some quality time, that could be a very, very nice move. I think one of the other things that really jumped out at me yesterday, especially when they put the shoulder pads on for the first time, it's not technically full contact. You know, they're not running and tackling guys. You're supposed to keep guys up off the ground. But they're delivering blows carrying the football, and I was really impressed with the three freshman running backs, Zach Stacy, Warren Norman, and, of course, Wesley Tate. They delivered the blow carrying the football. Frank, as they used to say, they finished the run.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something you really can look forward to with these guys. They don't appear intimidated in any way. They were ready to go. There was a lot of contact yesterday, a lot of work on, especially with running backs on picking up blitzing linebackers. How do you do that kind of thing? And really, you know, a lot of work in that regard. So I was very impressed also with the tempo of the practice. I think that may be one of the hardest things for freshmen coming in to get used to. As a college football practice, you know, is fast-paced. You've got to be ready to go all the time. There's no standing around, and really be able to focus for a couple of hours. And I think the tempo was really, really good in these first 3 days.
Joe, is it official Terrence Jeffers-Harris ineligible?
Not to my knowledge. If Bobby and the staff know one way or the other, they have not announced it yet. I don't know if they have all the grades in yet, but I wouldn't think it'd be very much longer before we know.
I also thought it was sad to see a handful of guys leave the program, including Justin Wheeler, who was injured back in the spring, but it had been a factor at times at receiver in previous seasons.
Justin would have been a factor this year. Unfortunately, the knee injury was too much to come back from, and he decided to go ahead and move on. And he would have definitely been in the rotation this year. Another guy that falls in that category is Brandon Bryant, you know, who got injured, and it was one of those things that they repaired, and it never healed. It just would never heal properly to the point where he could get out there and take contact and go full speed again. And I really felt sorry for him because, you know, he's a guy that did everything he could do to try to get himself back in playing shape. We saw his impact when he was on the field. Unfortunately, it just wouldn't happen for him.
Joe, rhythm so important when you're talking about a no-huddle offense, and I know that was one of the things that they were trying to achieve out there the first couple of days of practice.
You know, and they're kind of moving along slowly in that. It's not something you see all the time. That's why I don't really think we know yet if that's going to be the constant, if they're going to do it 100% of the time, like, say, Buffalo tried to do last night, or if it's going to be something that's going to be filtered in and out. You know, right now there's still a lot of, you know, rotations at all the positions. You're seeing five and six quarterbacks throwing passes, you know, so it's a lot easier to move in tempo because you're kind of moving whole units. And so it's not so much go back to the huddle, call a play. You're just sending a whole unit up to the line to run the next play. I'll be curious when they put the pads on starting tomorrow. They will practice again today in shoulder pads only. They'll put the pads on tomorrow, and then things will pick up from there. I think we'll start to get a little better idea of how things are going to operate.
Joe, we'll talk to you then.
See you guys tomorrow.